You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey everybody, it's Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man MG Marcus Grant, joined by Michael F. Florio. Got a fun one for you today, folks. Our pal Matt Okada will drop by with his top waiver wire targets for the week. But first, play a little game of Who'd You Rather? This is the ROS, rest of schedule edition of this. So I got five different scenarios here. So let's start. CJ Stroud or Sam Howell, who would you rather?
CJ Stroud. I like them both. They're both quarterbacks I would want on my roster, but I just think that the upside is too high with CJ Stroud. He's still just a rookie who's playing this well and coming into his own. I also really like the pieces around him in the passing attack.
I like the fact, one, that he's not turning the ball over. Just three turnovers all year, one interception, a couple of fumbles. That's it. On top of it, I like the schedule the rest of the way. You look at their schedule down the stretch. They play the Titans twice in the fantasy playoffs, including in championship week. Meanwhile, you look at Howell's playoff schedule. He finishes week 16 and 17 at the Jets and then at home to the 49ers. That is not really what you want in a fantasy playoff situation. So give me CJ Stroud there. Rashad White or Ramondre Stevenson, who had a big game on Sunday?
Look, I'm still not high on Stevenson to a degree. Like, I think he's better than what he has been so far, and they're finally starting to throw him the ball more. But I'll still go with Rashad White. I just think their offense has a little bit more firepower to it. They're throwing the ball to him more than they are to Stevenson. And it's crazy to say Baker Mayfield is outperforming anything that the Patriots have at the quarterback position right now.
But yeah, he is. I mean, that really is what the case is. I said this a few weeks ago because White at the time was getting fewer carries, but getting more targets. That gives him more value there. And I think because there are more weapons there in Tampa, you can't focus on Rashad White. Meanwhile, if you're playing the Patriots, you can do a lot to try to take away Ramondre Stevenson because you're not worried that the pass catchers there are going to beat you quite as much. If you were playing Tampa, you have to pay attention to Mike Evans and to Chris Godwin, and that opens some things up for Rashad White. So I think I would take him the rest of the way.
Patriots had a fourth down pass play. Like, it was like fourth and six or something like that. And it was a design pass play to Ramondre Stevenson. That's just how bad the rest of the pass catchers are there.
That's where it is right now. Christian Kirk or T. Higgins, who's caught fire lately?
Yeah, and you know I've been all over the, like, get T. Higgins while you can thing. But I'm going to go with Christian Kirk here. Both are talented wide receiver twos, but the difference is Kirk is the top target for his offense, whereas T. Higgins is number two behind Ja'Marr Chase. I like the offense and the quarterback more for T. Higgins, but the volume and the production just feels a lot safer from Christian Kirk.
It's funny because I was really going to go with T. Higgins here, and I think I got to go Christian Kirk as well. I just think the Bengals are much more explosive. But again, this is sort of a thing where I looked at the playoff schedules here and it's not nearly as nice for Cincinnati, where they finish at Pittsburgh and then at Kansas City in championship week. And the Chiefs have shown they can shut down people. I mean, they did a pretty good number on the Dolphins for the better part of that game in Frankfurt last week. So maybe I lean slightly toward Christian Kirk, but this one was maybe the closest of all of them for me. Rashee Rice or Josh Downs?
Oh, maybe this is a little bit of recency bias because Josh Downs has been awesome, and I know he got hurt early in yesterday's game, but I'm going to go with Rashee Rice. One, the Colts have a tough schedule, like you said, like down the stretch, face a lot of good secondaries, but I just, one of these guys is catching passes from Gardner Minshew and the other is from Patrick Mahomes. Like, to me, that is enough just to go with Rashee Rice. And I know he had a down game in Germany yesterday, but he did lead that team in snaps. He's been running more routes, at least at the receiver position. So I still think the upside is too high to get away from Rice.
I'm gonna go with Downs here just because right now that passing game in Indianapolis is fairly narrowly funneled. It's Michael Pittman, it's Josh Downs, and you know Alec Pierce maybe getting some sprinkled in there as well. But it's mostly those two wide receivers that are getting a lot of work. And yes, the quarterback situation very much favors Rashee Rice. There's no doubt about it. But I think I'm going to go with Downs. He's not maybe a downfield guy, but he's really good after the catch. Hopefully whatever happened is not serious and he can be back out on the field soon because he's been very, very good for the last few weeks. Last one, couple of young tight ends. Trey McBride or Dalton Kincaid?
Is this really a question?
I mean, I figured I would just throw it out there just to see.
Look, two young tight ends that I love, but it's Dalton Kincaid all day. And this isn't just me putting on, look, I wore black today because the Bills season is over. But this isn't me going as a homer here. Dalton Kincaid is coming off of arguably the best three-game stretch by a rookie tight end in NFL history. Since the 1970 merger, he's tied the rookie tight end record for most catches in a three-game span with 23, and he also is the second rookie ever in that span to have three consecutive games with at least five catches and at least 50 yards. Plus, he's getting used in the red zone a whole bunch and scoring touchdowns. It is Dalton Kincaid for me.
Yeah, I'm going to go Dalton Kincaid. Just, again, you know, I'd say the quarterback situation, but you know they're getting Kyler Murray back there in Arizona, so that closes the gap in terms of the quarterback situation. But I still believe the Bills' offense is better. It hasn't shown it consistently this year, but the pieces around them are better. And I got to believe at some point they're going to get this thing clicking and start to explode. Plus, I was really big on Kincaid coming into the year, having Dawson Knox out of the picture for a while sort of opened some things up. So I'm going to give Kincaid the nod over Trey McBride. All right. We're going to take a quick breather, come back. We're going to dive into the waiver wire because we're all needing help with so many injuries, especially at the tight end position. So Matt O'Connell will stop by with some guys that you might want to target this week. That's next on the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Let's get some of the top waiver wire targets for the week, because goodness knows we all need them. Our pal Matt O'Connor has put together his list for Week 10. Quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, who very well could come back and play this week against Atlanta, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, Will Levis, he of the eating entire bananas, peel and all. But he is playing some good football right now, nonetheless. Running backs, Jalen Warren, Chuba Hubbard, Tyler Algier, who is not going away. Royce Freeman, a guy who could stash with the Rams on a bye this week. Keaton Mitchell, who's going to be very, very popular. Kenneth Gainwell, also another stash option with the Eagles on a bye. Looking over to the pass catchers for the week, you got Tank Dell, of course. Quentin Johnston, of course. DeMario Douglas, Rashid Shaheed, who is doing a lot of good things in New Orleans. Khalil Shakir getting more opportunities in Buffalo. And a tight end, Trey McBride. Go get Trey McBride if he's still out there. Taysom Hill. I know Matt Okada is a big Taysom Hill supporter, but he's also doing a lot of good things on the football field. Kate Otten, Jonnu Smith, because Arthur Smith hates us, and Jake Ferguson. Now we can welcome in our friend Matt Okada, who puts together this list. You can check it out every single week at NFL.com/waiver wire. So, Matt, four teams on a bye this week. The Chiefs, the Rams, the Dolphins, and the Eagles. That means a lot of top-level quarterbacks are going to be missing this week. So I guess it makes sense that Baker Mayfield is near the top of your target list.
Yeah, and that's not even counting all the top-end or mid-level quarterbacks we've lost to injury recently. It is a wasteland out there. But Baker is playing really solid football, and he did it again on Sunday. Was a solid stream for fantasy. 19 points against the Texans, 265 yards and two scores. He has now thrown for 230-plus and multiple TDs in three of his last five games, and his only dud over that span was against the Lions defense, who we know are very good. And even including that down game, he's averaging more than 17 fantasy points per game since week four. He doesn't have much of a ceiling. We haven't seen him score more than 22 this year. But in this landscape, at quarterback, we are beggars and we can't be choosers. So he's putting up consistent low-end QB1 numbers. I think he's a great guy to have as like half of a streamer committee, and he's definitely worth streaming next week against a beatable Titans secondary.
I agree with you on that one, Okada. And Tyler Algier, he has been known to fantasy managers this year, mostly for not being Bijan Robinson, but you think that needs to change now, right?
Well, let's be clear. I don't think it needs to change. I think Arthur needs to change, but Arthur's not changing. So yes, it needs to change. Like it or not, Arthur Smith is dead set on using Algier early, often, in crucial situations, aka at the goal line, all to the detriment of Bijan Robinson and his fantasy managers. Now, it's worth noting, they did lose last week, and they lost perhaps largely because Arthur Smith refused to give Bijan touches at the goal line on like a full series of goal-to-go plays. But for now, this is what we know. Algier out-touched Bijan last week. He outscored him in fantasy. We have to roll him out there. The Falcons are committed to this committee. And while both players would be better if they weren't splitting time with the other, we have to roll at least one of them, maybe both of them out, depending on the matchup. This next week, they play the Cardinals. That's about as good of a matchup as you can get. They have allowed 129 yards and 12 touchdowns on the ground to anybody. And that includes the Tyler Algiers and the Bijan Robinsons. So roll them both out there. And by the way, probably fantasy's top handcuff right now, because knock on wood, if anything happens to Bijan, he would be the number one and be running away with fantasy points.
I'm telling you all right now, I mentioned this in our Slack channel, that I'm putting Tyler Algier in the sleepers column this week, because at some point you just got to lean into it. And to your point, though, Matt, Arthur Smith has shaved his mustache, so he is capable of change in some form. Hopefully this means change for the offense as well, though. Speaking of changes in the backfield, Keaton Mitchell just exploded in a big way against the Seahawks on Sunday. That seems good, but it also seems worrisome that there might be a three-headed committee coming for the Ravens.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a worry, and exploded is the right term here. Here's what I'll say. I think Keaton Mitchell is a little bit more of a high-end stash for right now than a priority pickup, but I do think it's important that our listeners know his name, so he's in here. Undrafted free agent rookie out of East Carolina. they were running over the Seahawks, and he was a big part of it and got the first carries of his career. He had none coming into this game, had nine in this game for 138 yards, including a 60-yard run and a 40-yard touchdown run. So Gus Edwards, despite what we saw a couple weeks ago with that long touchdown catch, is not the explosive back. Keaton Mitchell clearly can be that guy. I still think you have to wait to see if he can overtake Justice Hill and be kind of that change of pace guy alongside Gus before you roll him into lineups. But he's absolutely worth tucking away if you've got a roster spot on your bench.
We've spent a lot of time today talking up C.J. Stroud and the Texans passing attack, but not to be overlooked, Tank Dell, wide receiver one. I know we should be picking him up this week, Okada. Should we just be plugging him into our lineup as well?
Yeah, very probably you should be. We talked about him last week, and he is rostered in just over half of leagues, but you need to go check your waiver wire, because if he is there, he is probably the top ad of the week, unless you need a tight end, because there's some good ones. But Tank Dell is going to be a starter, in my opinion, rest of season. Almost 30 fantasy points on Sunday with a pair of touchdowns. In five games that he's played 50%+ of the snaps, he's averaged 17.1 fantasy points and scored four touchdowns. That is elite production. And yes, it's been a bit boom-bust, but the booms are well worth the investment, and I think the busts will continue to diminish as he continues to progress. Remember, this is his rookie season, and he's missed some time. So absolutely add Tank Dell. Absolutely, I'd be willing to flex him. And remember, again, I will keep mentioning this, they play the Titans in weeks 15 and 17. That is league-winning type of performance possibility for Tank Dell if he's in your lineup.
Meanwhile, over in New Orleans, for whatever reason, Derek Carr and Chris Olave are struggling to connect on deep passes, but Derek Carr and Rashid Shaheed seem to have a thing, so it's time for us to get on board there, right?
Yeah, it's wild. It's like if Derek Carr throws it up to Olave, it's going to bounce off his helmet. If he throws it up to Shaheed, it's going to be a touchdown. I don't know what's going on over there. But listen, I've been trying to avoid Shaheed in the column and in this segment for a lot of the year because he's so volatile and so boom bust. But with his recent involvement, the lack of better names at the position right now, I think Shaheed is worth a pickup and can be played in the right matchups. It's going to be tough. You're going to have some dud weeks, but the boom weeks are starting to outweigh those. Two of his best games of the season in the last 3 weeks, even when you count the dud games, if you will, over the course of the year, he's averaging 12.7 points per game. In week 10, he gets a matchup with the Viking secondary. I think that can be beatable. He is, once again, as big a risk-reward start as you can get, but he's worth rolling out there if you need a guy. Like in bye weeks, as injuries continue to mount up, pick up Shaheed.
And you've already teased it a bit. A big week for the tight ends this week, especially for one that is most famously known for not being Kyle Pitts.
Yes, once again, we return to this. By the way, just a quick note. Before we get to Jonnu, if Taysom Hill or Trey McBride is on your waiver wire, go add them. They are must-start tight ends rest of the season. I don't care who you have. Okay, I do care. If you have Kelce or Andrews, maybe a couple other guys, then it's a question. But otherwise, pick up those guys. As for Jonnu Smith, yeah, he had been trending downwards a couple weeks in a row, and it was like Arthur Smith said, I don't like this. We must get him more involved. And he broke back out on Sunday, 5 catches on 6 targets for 100 yards and a touchdown that was a 60-yard catch and run. Very impressive. He is now one of just 5 tight ends with a 100-yard game on the year. And like you mentioned, and like with Tyler Allgeier earlier, Arthur Smith is insistent on scheming Jonnu into opportunities. And that's what we want in fantasy. Opportunities, touchdown opportunities, which he has. He's 7th at the position in receiving yards this year. And he has this 20-point upside. So he's more of a solid streamer than a must start. So I'm not dropping a guy like George Kittle or Evan Ingram for him. But if you're playing that back end of the top 12, Jonnu should be in the conversation every week.
And then one other tight end, Jake Ferguson. Is he above or below Jonnu in your estimation?
Definitely above. This is not a he came later, so he's less valuable. This is a we save the best for last thing. Ferguson was an absolute monster on Sunday. 7 of 10 for 91 yards. And a touchdown. He scored 14 fantasy points in back-to-back games coming out of the Cowboys' bye and in 3 of his last 5 total. But this is the real crucial point with Ferguson. Leads all tight ends and ranks 4th in the league at any position in red zone targets with 14. The only guys ahead of him are Devontae Adams, well, I wish you could actually convert those into touchdowns, Jamar Chase and Michael Pittman Jr., and that includes Ferguson going through his bye. So that is absolute goldmine territory for fantasy tight ends. You should be, he's just below the Taysom and Trey area for me, but he's probably, he should be starting in every league, and he's probably better than the guy you have on your roster.
Probably is. Meanwhile, we don't have too many guys better on our roster than Matt Okada. Go check him out on Twitter at Matt Okada and check out the waiver wire column at NFL.com/waiver wire. Thank you, Matt. Talk next week.
Yep.
That is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. Tomorrow, we're previewing the first chunk of the Week 10 slate. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, you're only as good as your last haircut. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, ah, yeah. Love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.